95.7 FM. Thanks so much for tuning in to Woman of the Week this morning. I'm Marilyn Russell, joined by Lizanne Pando, is joining me again. Yes, World Meeting of Families. We had to drag her back into the Ben FM studio to get all the details. Let's talk about the papal visit. Lizanne is the Director of Marketing and Communications for the World Meeting of Families. This is the agency, folks, putting together all kinds of activities for the World Meeting of Families that begins on September 22nd, and of course includes the papal visit to our fair city. Lizanne, hi, welcome.
Hi, Marilyn. Thank you for having me.
I have to say, I found myself getting a little defensive just having met you and, of course, Ken from the Archdiocese, Ken Gavin. People were saying the papal visit, the papal visit, the papal visit, and I wasn't hearing World Meeting of Families. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. There's a lot going on with the World Meeting of Families leading up to the papal visit. And I really wanted you to come in and share all of that with the Ben FM audience. It's important.
It is important, and I really appreciate the opportunity. There is a lot going on. There are so many things and so many ways to participate. That whole week, we have a conference here, the Catholic Conference, 140 speakers.
When you say whole week, the events begin Tuesday, September 22nd,
yep,
right up until Friday, the 25th. The World Meeting of Families, Philadelphia 2015 Congress, is at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. How many people are you expecting?
We expect 15,000 people to attend the Congress, and this is the 8th World Meeting of Families and the most attended. So Milan was the last one and they had 7,000 attendees. And we're excited to say we've actually more than doubled that for our attendees for the World Meeting of Families. The Congress will have 140 speakers, 80 sessions. We're doing everything in 5 languages. And we're also having a lot of events during the Congress. One that everyone can participate in is called the Verbum Domini exhibit, and it's a Bible exhibit coming from the Vatican that's never been in the United States before, and it's open to the public and free. So you can actually go online and look for the hall it's in. I'm sorry, it's escaping me, at worldmeeting2015.org. You can go online and look at some of the exhibit that will be there, and you can go and just attend this anytime between Tuesday and Friday. We also have a mural arts program going on inside the Congress where you'll be able to paint the mural that will be going up on the wall at St. Malachy's after the World Meeting of Families. And there's also another exhibit, Helping Hands. Catholic Relief Services is bringing in an exhibit where people can participate and make meals for those in West Africa right now who are most in need. They actually have attendees coming from West Africa to explain the situation and have your family, it's all family events, that can come together and make these meals. And so we're like saying families should serve together. Families should have fun together, like paint or learn together, which learning about the Bible and these exhibits. Plus, the Youth Congress has 56 exhibits. My children will be attending. There's activities, shooting hoops with the seminarians, wee bowling with the bishops, and a swing out dance party with the sisters. There's making Pope puppets. There's praying with paint. There's a whole play on St. Francis of Assisi. So there's really fun things for kids to do, fun things for adults to do, other exhibits within the hall, things going on around Philadelphia.
Last time you were here, you told me about the Vatican Splendors at the Franklin Institute.
Exactly. And we also have a film festival happening that week at the Kimmel Center.
I saw that. And by the way, I wanted to volunteer. I would love to help you with the Friday one. First off, you're showing my favorite M. Night Shyamalan movie, Wide Awake, which is really the precursor to The Sixth Sense. A lot of people haven't seen that. And I love that movie. So if you need me and you want me to come over, I'm happy to do so. Or, of course, for any sing-along opportunity.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music sing-along.
Sound of Music sing-along. You can actually buy tickets online in a few days. We're actually putting the portal up this week, and there'll be a space for 2,000 people to join us at the convention center on Friday night, sing along with the Sound of Music. We are so excited. It's going to be so much fun. There's
a lot of fun
family.
Please, can I come over and sing along? I'd love to. All of this stuff, by the way, folks, Papal Visit Playbook, it is all available for you online at the World Meeting of Families website. And when I saw it, I was like, holy smokes. It is obviously the Pope coming to Philadelphia is a big deal. But the the World Meeting of Families have put together some stellar activities. And I'm sure you're getting a lot of this if you happen to be Catholic. You're getting details at your parish on Sunday morning, which is great. But there's a lot of things that you may not know about. Visit Philadelphia involved now with the Academy of Natural Sciences at Drexel University. The clergy naturalists are contributing to collections there. That sounds amazing. You've got Christchurch Free Quaker Meeting House. You're recommending people go there. Old St. Mary's. We have all these gifts right here in our backyard in Philadelphia. I could just go on and on, but I would direct you to the People Playbook, which is on the World Meeting of Families website. Lizzie Ann, I want to tell you, when I saw the Papal Playbook, I said, wait, we need a Papal playlist.
Oh, I like that, Marilyn.
I went on Ben's Facebook page and I said, what are the tunes that should go along with the papal visit?
Oh, I love that.
What's yours?
Oh,
I went with you two.
God Was One of Us.
We have that
okay,
came in.
I think that would be a fun one.
Joan Osborne, of course, yeah. Co-written by the Hooters as well. Philly
exactly,
Dad.
Exactly. I know. I love Eric Brazilian's one of my favorites.
I went with you two's Gloria.
Oh, nice.
Right? There's a lot of good options. Yeah. And if you want to...
That would be really fun. Oh, we'll put that up on our website if you and tweet it out. We would totally tweet out the Papal playlist.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah. You can hashtag us at WMF2015 or Pope in Philly, because a lot of people are. They're doing fun things in their parish or with their family, or if they bought a Pope cutout. It's been a really fun time to enjoy, you know, how people are celebrating this whole thing.
The city is really buzzing. You can feel the energy already. I'm wondering if Reading Terminal Market is prepared for all of the people who will be at the convention center stopping over for lunch.
You know, the convention at 15,000 isn't even as big as the biggest convention we get. If you think about it, Bio is 19,000, and that doesn't swell the city to an unmanageable time. It's actually a good point, is that some people are confusing the week's traffic with the weekend. And during the week until about Friday afternoon, you'll be able to move about just like you would if you work in the city or if you want to come down and enjoy the activities.
And trains will be on normal schedule on Friday, right?
Absolutely. SEPTA has been very good partners and are putting extra trains on the track, putting extra people out there to manage the crowds. They're very much in anticipation of what's happening in the city and really want to do a stellar job. And I really believe they will. They're really excited about this, as everyone is, as you said. The excitement is just swelling. It's the weekend that'll be busier, and there's still SEPTA tickets available to come down on the weekend. Patco, Amtrak, everybody still has tickets. There's still time to rent a bus and bring it down. Get a bus from a lot of people are getting school buses with their parish or even their family, friends as a big group kind of thing and coming down. It's just going to be a wonderful festival atmosphere. We were talking a little bit before, but if you've ever been to something like this, it's the energy of the crowd and you'll be able to see everything that's going on the 4D Jumbotrons we have rented. It's going to be such an incredible atmosphere to be a part of. It's really going to be a part of history. People who were here in 1979, they're all coming back and they're all bringing their kids because they said it was such a powerful experience no matter where they were in the crowd with their parents at that time that they want their families to experience it this time. So we're really excited for everything that's coming.
And we're running out of time, unfortunately. We'll pick it up again next week here on Woman of the Week with more of my conversation with Liz Ann Pando, Director of Marketing for the World Meeting of Families 2015. And of course, make sure you take a look at the Papal Playbook at worldmeetingoffamilies.org. I'm Marilyn Russell. Thanks for tuning in to 95.7 Ben FM. We'll be right back.